crap.
Well, you should be. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Bush taking the next 3 days for meetings on Iraq. This morning he met with State Department officials, telling reporters one goal is to get everyone on the same page.
There's no question we got to make sure that the State Department and Defense Department are the efforts and their recommendations are closely coordinated.
Later in the day, Bush will meet with retired generals and historians about Iraq. At least 16 more Iraqis killed in Baghdad. The AP's Tom Wagner reports the latest deaths come amid word leading Shiites are said to be looking to oust Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. And there's growing criticism of Iraqi security forces.
There's no doubt that there's sectarian violence. The question is whether the Iraqi police and the soldiers are doing everything they can to stop it, whether the victims are Shiite or Sunni.
A roadside bomb kills three U.S. soldiers. A Marine helicopter made a hard landing today in Anbar province. 18 of the 21 on board have been hurt. U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan, in his farewell address, warns the United States must not sacrifice its democratic ideals while waging war against terrorism. Annan is in Independence, Missouri for the speech at the Truman Library. He leaves the U.N. at the end of the year after 10 years as Secretary General. Peace activist Cindy Sheehan, three other women have been ordered to pay $95 in court charges and are free on conditional discharge after being found guilty in New York of trespassing. They were arrested in March after refusing to leave while trying to take an anti-war petition to the U.S. mission to the United Nations.
My baby's gone on a trip to the moon.
Good morning, Discovery. And a special good morning to you, Sonny. You need to rise and shine because today is the day that you say goodbye, shuttle, and hello, station.
Wake-up call for Discovery as the astronauts work toward rendezvous with the International Space Station later today. Astronaut Sunita Williams will transfer to the station as part of the new crew. This is AP Radio News. A state report obtained by the AP concludes that last January's mine explosion in West Virginia was caused by lightning. The report says the emergency air packs the miners carried also did not perform as expected. 12 of those miners died in that tragedy. Search teams headed up Mount Hood in Oregon looking for three climbers reported missing in snowy weather over the weekend. The mother of one of the climbers says she got a cell phone call from him saying he was stranded in a snow cave just below the summit. Sheriff Deputy Peter Hughes says the conditions are lousy.
The winds are blowing 20 to 30 miles an hour. It's snowing now. It's making visibility really poor. At the 10,000 feet level, the wind is 50 miles an hour to 70 miles an hour.
Nicole Ritchie, busted. California Highway Patrol says it got a number of calls early this morning about a Mercedes SUV going the wrong way on a freeway. Richie was arrested after failing a field sobriety test. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
So now, everyone go to slide 10 of the PowerPoint I sent you.
Oh, which version? I got one at 5 p.m. and one at 8 p.m.
I think version 3. Sent around 9 p.m. last night.
Okay, I've got it open. Wait, slide 10? With the graphs?
No, not the graphs. The pie charts. The big orange ones.
What's he talking about?
Are your conference calls frustrating and ineffective because nobody is on the same page? With GoToMeeting, your conference calls instantly become more effective because you show your computer screen so everyone is literally on the same page. Present your PowerPoint, demonstrate products, train groups of people, or collaborate on documents. Launch your meeting on the fly or schedule it in advance. And best of all, you can hold unlimited meetings for one low flat rate. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Sirius. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Looking for the lowest prices and the most information on high-definition monitors? Visit thehighdefinitionstore.com. Thehighdefinitionstore.com is an authorized dealer for the best names in the industry, including Samsung, Panasonic, Sony, LG, Sharp, Toshiba, and Mitsubishi. Thehighdefinitionstore.com even includes free shipping to the 48 contiguous states, and they have a real customer service department. Thehighdefinitionstore.com. Great prices, free shipping, and a knowledgeable customer service department. Your source for HDTV. Thehighdefinitionstore.com.
Starting a new business, currently have a business? Take advantage of all the benefits of an LLC.
An LLC combines the personal liability protection of a corporation with the tax benefits and simplicity of a partnership. Just answer a straightforward online questionnaire. LegalZoom.com, although not a law firm, takes care of the rest for you. For a limited time, get a discount by typing in Sirius in the referral box at checkout. Go to LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, presents Lynn Samuels.
To hear that last, all right, so I brought in the Christmas CDs, but now I have to carry them back and forth. Because I said to Dave Gorham, can I leave them here? Because I have this drawer and everything. He says, oh, please, it's a radio station. You know, like, what are you, crazy? He said, but there are grown-ups here. It's a radio station. You can't leave CDs and you can't leave headphones. You can leave wine. I didn't take the wine. They put the wine in my drawer, which to me means I should take the fucking wine. But I haven't, because I don't like wine. I think if I liked wine, I would just say, I don't know. It's like made in Minnesota or something. It's like some weird wine. Oh, we have a new engineer. We have Emily now. We have, like, girl power. There's no estrogen here. She has all the estrogen for two. Garrett is, anybody interested in following Garrett's career? He's going to be doing Jay Thomas's show. So, because he's happier, obviously, with boys. Some boys are just happier with boys. All right, so Cindy Sheehan was convicted of trespassing. I didn't even read the story. I mean, it's all, you know what people don't understand, people on the right? Somebody on the right says, Cindy Sheehan's been convicted. I said, it's civil disobedience. They don't understand civil disobedience on the right. They understand illegal wars, killing thousands of people. That, you know, that doesn't bother. Oh, God, she's convicted of trespassing. Let's give her the death penalty. When you do that, you mean to get arrested and you mean to get convicted. That's the point.
Jeez.
Right-wing people, there is definitely something wrong with them. That's putting it mildly. So, oh, and Nicole Richie got a DUI. What a surprise. When you weigh what Nicole Richie weighs, if you, like, uncork a bottle of wine, you're probably over the limit. She did get a DUI, but we don't know what she thinks of Jews. Isn't that... Don't you have to, like, if you get a DUI, like, don't you have to... Don't they say your blood alcohol level is 1.1, and what is it you think of Jews again? His movie was number one over the weekend, that crazy person. People go, oh, nobody's going to go see his movies. He's an anti-Semite. And I kept saying, more people go see the movie. People act like nobody is an anti-Semite. Everybody is an anti-Semite. He probably, I bet he did. See, because the anti-Semitism and the Passion of the Christ, which I wouldn't see if you paid me. But, you know, from everything I read, that was, like, subtle. You know, standing there saying the fucking Jews this and the fucking Jews that, that was something people could understand and get behind. You know, you can really get behind. It's not like, oh, the vision that he painted of Jews in biblical times put them in a bad light and allowed people to believe it was the Jews who crucified Christ. You know, that's like too intellectual for most of America. The fucking Jews, that they can understand. And a little sugar that's thrown in. Which they did on that Law and Order. I still can't get over them saying sugar tits on network television. They did a Law and Order that was based on the Mel Gibson. And it was a character played by Chevy Chase, who really can't act. But he looked at the, he said sugar tits two times. Network television. I don't think you were allowed to do that. But they did it. So Nicole Richie, she looks fabulous in her booking photo. Fabulous. First of all, she's gained weight. TMZ.com, it's their top story. She's gained some weight. She has this doe-eyed look. She looks great. This is the best picture I've seen of Nicole Richie in a long time. It's her booking photo. 4:50 a.m. booked, released 7:15. They say she's 5'1 and 85 pounds. No, she looks better. Her SUV was going the wrong way on the 134 freeway in Burbank. And the people who saw it called 911. She was stopped in the carpool lane when the cops got there. And she was on her cell phone. She admitted, oh my God, she admitted, the stupid fool, that she had taken Vicodin and smoked pot. Oh, she wasn't under the influence of alcohol. There you go. No alcohol. Why would she admit it? Why would she admit it? She should have just taken a breathalyzer, and the breathalyzer would have come out nothing, you know. Maybe she was like Zozang. So, I'm the only person interested in Nicole Richie. I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why I'm interested. But you never hear any. Everybody talks about Paris Hilton. I guess I'm interested in Nicole Richie because nobody talks about her. All right, so let me ask you a question. Am I the only one who noticed this? Pinochet died. Augusto Pinochet, 91, finally died over the weekend. And first of all, I hear them do a thing on NPR. Now, granted, this was right after he died. I find NPR is so great when you want to take a nap. There is like nothing. We have it. I forget what channel it's on. But you can't hear anything on National Public Radio that for 1 minute would impede your just falling right asleep. Not that I don't like them. I've become a big fan of This American Life. But, I don't know, bland. They're the Obama of radio. So, they do a piece. I guess it must have been my Saturday afternoon nap. And they never once mention that the United States had anything to do with Pinochet, or that the United States helped him or helped him stay in power. They never questioned the story. They just said, oh, there was a military coup and Salvador Allende shot himself. And I'm like, I don't think it's like an accepted fact that Allende shot himself. Is that like accepted? Isn't that one of those things? Well, maybe he shot himself. And maybe somebody participating in the coup shot him. But not NPR. They just went right down the United States talking points. And I'm saying, where the letter CIA in this biography? Now, granted, it was the first bit they did. So maybe we're getting it from the Associated Press. But people are like demonstrating in the streets of Chile. Why? Why? Because there were people that loved him. There were people. Look, you take any world leader, right? Everybody in the whole country can't hate them. Somebody likes them, no matter who they are. There are people in Cuba that love Castro and people that hate Castro. So there were people who loved Pinochet, and you know why they loved Pinochet? Because he saved them from communism. That's what they say. And obviously, if you loved Pinochet, he wasn't killing you and torturing you. So they loved him to begin with, and since he didn't go out and torture them and kill them and disappear them and everything, what the hell? But he dies. They don't know what to do. The head of the country now, this woman, her family were torture victims of his. So she's all like, no state funeral, and I'm not going. Altogether, because she was tortured, her family was tortured. And people are out in the streets demonstrating, and the police are out with water cannon because they're afraid they're gonna. Do you notice that every country on earth is like on the verge of a civil war? Do you notice that? There's a civil war in Iraq. They're on the verge of a civil war in Lebanon. Israel achieved its goal, destabilized them. It was a perfectly nice country. And they were getting along. And then Israel started that bogus war with them. And now there are millions of people demonstrating in the streets trying to overthrow the Sonora government. Why? Because they're too close to us. And they're going to have... I mean, they had a civil war in Lebanon for how many years? For 20 years. And that guy Harari that they assassinated last year brought the whole country back. But it obviously, somebody is not happy. Somebody is not happy unless they're making trouble. So they're about to have a civil war there. And we're going to have a civil war here. We really are. Did you read this weird quote over the weekend? Donald Rumsfeld said he stopped reading books about the Civil War because too many Americans were dying. And I didn't even click it on to read anymore because I'm saying, did he like not know the Civil War was between Americans? Who else would be dying? You know, they don't have a good grasp of history. All right, so the head of Chile said he can have a military funeral. He cannot have a state funeral. I'm not going. I'm sending somebody else. They're all out in the streets of Chile. People are opening champagne. They interviewed one person who said, we've had a bottle of champagne here for 25 years waiting for this son of a bitch to die. Does champagne last that long? 25 years? Emily doesn't know. And for some reason, as I'm reading about Pinochet dying and the people saying he never faced justice because he was on trial as a, to put it mildly, a violator of human rights. He killed, in the 20 years he ran the country, he killed about 3,000 people, and he tortured, I don't know, hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands. So I was sitting and thinking about George Bush. I'll tell you what I was thinking when we come back. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Life 146.
For real liberal talk radio, this is Sirius Left 146. America, the way it ought to be. On Sirius Left 146.
Start your day inside the Beltway with Bill Press. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West. Then it's Alex Bennett, Tom Hartman, Lynn Samuels, Ed Schultz, and Stephanie Miller.
Real liberal talk radio, Sirius Left 146.
The holidays are coming up, kiddies, and no celebration is complete without some classic ho-ho horror and science fiction DVDs. For the widest range of cult classics, horror, and sci-fi titles you won't find in Santa's workshop, check out HorrorTimeMovies.com. Every HorrorTimeMovies.com DVD sold comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Use promo code SANTA at checkout for free shipping. Check out their ticket stump to earn free DVDs. And HorrorTimeMovies.com accepts all major credit cards. HorrorTimeMovies.com. Ho-ho-ho.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
All senior citizens should have Life Alert.
Now elderly people can avoid or delay going to a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call 1-800-803-6830.
800-803-6830.
Tom Hartman. I would suggest that the American people deserve economic freedom, and that means no more multinational corporations being able to use China as their factory floor for products that they intend to sell in the United States. Call me a protectionist. Yes, I believe in protecting American jobs and protecting the United States. I am a protectionist. Free trade is free to multinational corporations. It's free to nobody else.
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuels, 3 p.m. East, noon out West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Thank God, now during the breaks we could talk about shopping sometimes. You should see the boots Emily got on sale at 9 West. And I just discovered something. One of the guys sitting at, we have this long row of computers down a hallway. And there's some guy who sits there. I don't know. He's screening some show, which to me is so bizarre. I don't understand it. I mean, he can't even see the show that he's screening. He can't even see the people. He's like in another place. But he was wearing these brown Converse low sneakers that are exactly like a pair that I saw some girl wearing in the subway. And they're low Converse sneakers, and they had no shoelaces in them. And I was, see, Emily's looking askance. I'm sitting on the subway, I think Friday, and I'm looking and I'm saying, oh, is that a style I missed? You know, because I'm pretty old, but I get Vogue. And in style. Oh, did my in style run out? I think I don't get in style. I like in style. Anyway, you know, some of these magazines send you so many renewal forms that you start thinking it's like you're renewing every month for two more years. I have some magazine that I do know I have until 2010. I forget which one. But but then sometimes you actually lose a whole magazine because you really should be renewing. Anyway, these Converse low tops. And I was staring at this girl on the subway because I'm thinking, wow, look at that. No laces. But they didn't look like all flopping like they were falling off. So I'm walking down the hall and I see this guy who's screening a show that's in some other room somewhere. And he's wearing the same sneakers. So I was able to say to him, all right, are they meant to not have laces? Or No, they're meant not to have laces. They have elastic in them. So it's both things. They're made so you don't need shoelaces in them. So it is a style, but it's a style dictated by the design of the shoe. And it looks great. I think it's a great look. I love it. But I can't wear Converse. To me, it's always been a bane of my existence, and even now worse. Because they have so many designs now and everything. They're the most beautiful sneakers on earth, are the Converse. Because they must have 5 million different designs, and to me, they are so uncomfortable. I could never wear them. I never in my whole life. Not that I didn't own them. But they were like, this sounds so stupid. I would say only wear them on special occasions. That's the kind of person I am. We are going to have to, Emily, can I tell where you're going tonight? Rush. Emily's going to Martha Stewart's Christmas party. That is like so cool. Isn't it? Oh my God. That's good. She works with Alexis and Jen. Do you notice this female ghetto has just been created? Do you notice that? That suddenly that now you work with me? Well, you were with a lot of women anyway. They're ghettoizing us. Oh my God. All right, so let me get back to Pinochet. So this man tortured people, he killed people, he was horrible. And we helped him the whole time. I just read, Wikipedia or something. I didn't want to delve deeply into all of this, you know, because it is. And he's the one who, in 1976 or something, he blew up. The weird thing is I can't remember the name of the main guy that he blew up in Washington, right in the middle of Washington, D.C. I remember the woman standing with the blown-up guy. Her name was Ronnie Moffitt. But the target of the assassination was not Ronnie Moffitt. It was somebody else. Pinochet had the balls to actually murder two people right in the middle of Washington, D.C. They were at a rally. They were just standing there making a speech at a rally. And he had, I don't know, an assassin or a car bomb right in Washington, D.C. You must really know the CIA is on your side, honey, when you blow somebody up while they're making a speech on the steps of some fancy building in Washington, D.C. Ronnie Moffitt. How do you spell Moffitt? Oh, it doesn't matter. Google will say, did you mean Ronnie Moffitt? Orlando Letelier. Orlando Letelier. Thank you. This is an investigation. This was an investigation. I'm trying to find that. That's who the target of it was Letelier. Unbelievable. Just blew them up. Okay. So here he is. They put him on trial for crimes against humanity. They tried to put him on trial, but they did it so recently that he was old. I mean, you know, he's 91 when he died. So this trial has been dragging on and dragging on. And his lawyers keep saying, he's too old. And he's too sick now. Well, I guess dying proved that point, that he was too sick. And I'm one of these people that I swear to God, when they go, oh, somebody is living on Staten Island, some 85-year-old man is living on Staten Island, and he was a guard in a Nazi concentration camp, and everybody found out, now they want to, like, throw him out of the country, and everybody starts attacking some 85-year-old man. And I am the first person to say, oh, for God's sake. Oh, please, leave him alone. Leave him alone. He's some old man who, you know, isn't the same person he was 40 years ago to begin with. But you can't feel that way about Pinochet, because Pinochet was the architect of all of this. He was not a guard somewhere who you could say, all right, you know, they probably said, if you're not a guard in this concentration camp, we're going to kill you, like my old neighbor Sophie, who I talk about all the time, from where I used to live. Sophie is, 5 years older than I am or something, and she was in Hitler Youth, because you had to be. You had to be in Hitler Youth. If you lived in Germany and you wish to continue to live, you were a member of Hitler Youth. Period. The end. That was it. And, well, I love Sophie because she hated everybody. That's how I judge people. If you hate everybody, you're my friend. So I figure it's the same thing with being a guard in a concentration camp in Germany. You know, they probably say, you're going to go be a guard. Well, I'm not exactly with the program. Oh, really? You're not? So you go be a guard. But Pinochet was different. He led the military coup. He tortured all these people. He disappeared people. He murdered people. You know, he wasn't a tool. He wasn't somebody had a gun to his head. So to me, no matter how sick, no matter how old. All right, so the question is George fucking Bush going to die before we can put him up on charges? Is he going to live long enough? Are we going to live long enough? Is George Bush any less of a war criminal than Augusto Pinochet? I think pretty much on par. Ask the Iraqis. Ask the Iraqis if there are any Iraqis left. I love this. Rumsfeld went to say goodbye to the troops. Rumsfeld took a trip to Iraq to say goodbye to the troops. And, you know, on my website, which, by the way, is putting up and taking down stories all by itself today. I am not responsible for my website today because I don't know what's wrong with it. Stories are going up and coming down, and I'm not doing it. It's very amusing. It's actually very annoying. But I'm looking, and I'm saying every story is up twice, and half the stories aren't there. And I certainly didn't do that. It just does things. If I learned how to do a real website, it would be different, but since I've been saying that for 7 years, It is obvious I am never going to learn how to do an actual website. I'm going to keep using this host thing. And it doesn't work right sometimes. But Rumsfeld made a super duper extra special, deep undercover, even more than usual super secret trip to Iraq over the weekend to say goodbye to the soldiers. And I try on my website, I don't have snarky headlines, and I don't try to be clever. I just put up the AP headline, but I was so tempted to say Rumsfeld goes to Iraq to say goodbye to the soldiers who are still alive. 2,931. And I don't know if it's counting the four that got killed yesterday. So we'll be at 3,000. Oh, but 57,000 died in Vietnam. 26,000 Americans, is it Americans or was it all together? Died at Iwo Jima. We're very big into Iwo Jima now, you know. That Clint Eastwood movie that we haven't even seen yet has won, what, already 2-3 awards. And there's one coming tonight. There's another, they're making some, I love these awards. I was emailing somebody, it said the New York Critics Online Awards. And they go to me, what is that? And I don't know, I never heard it. I know the New York Critics Awards. I've heard of that, but there's apparently a separate one for the online critics. They're the people that made me stop going to movie screenings. I know just who they are. I used to go to movie screenings. When I didn't work 5 days a week, I probably wouldn't go anyway, but there came a point where going to a critics screening was practically like going to a movie, except you didn't have to pay. That was the only advantage, because they were full of these people that talked on their cell phone. It was just so horrible. And you go, who are they? I had been going to screenings for like 10 years. Who are these fucking people? Anybody. Now, it's like now I'm not on any screening lists. I can't get on a list. But you go to some movie company and say, oh, I have a blog. And immediately you're on every fucking screening list on the face of the earth. Who are they? Nobody ever heard of them. Nobody ever saw their reviews. You only would see it when they could quote them. Greatest picture ever made. Melvin Schmuckola from the Schmuckola blog. And they ruined the screenings because they were just uncivilized. You know, I like to sit at a nice screening, you know, with like a Michael Musto or a, oh God, I forgot his name, the man I worship and revere, and I can't think of his name. Stanley Kaufman. No. From the New Republic. That wonderful man who's like, he must be 90. The greatest film critical that I once walked up to him and said, I admire you so much. And he looked at me like I was just a fleck of dirt. And I admired him even more. You know, all these Andrew Saris, that's the kind of person I used to go to a screening with, not Melvin Schmucko of the Schmuckola blog. So, among other reasons, even when I still could go to screenings, I stopped going to them because these people were so obnoxious. Well, anyway, this Clint Eastwood in Japanese Iwo Jima movie is just winning everything. Oh, let me tell you what movie I caught up with when we come back. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Attention, ditto heads. Enter. But enter at your own risk. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
The holidays. You've got days off to spend time at home, travel, or be with family. Problem is, a pile of work is waiting when you get back. To help you stay on top of work and enjoy the holidays, the solution is simple. Use GoToMyPC to access your office computer from anywhere. Your home, the in-laws, even an airport. Anywhere with internet access. GoToMyPC is so easy to use. From any computer, simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your computer desktop instantly appears. It's like you're in front of your office PC, even if you're miles away. During this holiday season, see how you can work and play with a free 30-day trial of GoToMyPC. That's a whole month free. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com. Click the Try It Free button and use promo code SIRIUS. That's GoToMyPC.com. Try It Free button, promo code SIRIUS for a full month free of GoToMyPC. Balance work and the holidays. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you're struggling to find that perfect holiday gift for your loved ones, struggle no more and become their holiday hero. Get a free radio to give to your loved ones when you add an additional subscription to your account for just $6.99 a month. That's a free radio and 6 months of service to give, all for less than $50. Pretty easy work for a hero. You'll get that warm, fuzzy feeling you get when you've given the perfect gift. And isn't being a holiday hero what the holidays are really all about? Visit Sirius.com/free for details.
Applies to Sirius 1 and Sirius NB models only. Requires purchase of an additional prepaid 6 month subscription.
Hey, football fans. These days, I'm on the sidelines just like you, supporting my team every game all season long. The players need to know we're there for them wherever we are, so get loud and show your team spirit. A great way to do this is to wear your official NFL gear, including G3 jackets and other favorite fan merchandise from the TV shopping network HSN. You'll find every team, every size, every Monday on the NFL Shop on HSN TV at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, or shop anytime on HSN.com.
Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Emily and I are doing the girl plotting already. We want the free DVDs. We want the free DVDs. Of course, it'll happen. I'll take them home, and I never watch any. The minute a DVD ends up in my house, that's the end. I never watch it. Do you watch that? I never watch it, because then it's like, well, here it is. I can watch it any time. So I rent things. And it's still, the one thing I started watching was I had to have that Boston Legal, that first season that I had never seen. And I said, well, that I'll watch. I mean, that's not like a DVD. That's Boston Legal. That is just the top, the epitome of television. And I haven't finished watching it. I guess now that, you know, the next couple of weeks, if you're into media, except for Sirius, we're fine. In fact, we're going to get more exciting the next. Do you know that starting next Monday night, although it's really Tuesday, but now, a week from today, I get repeated at 3 in the morning? I am going to get a whole new audience. I'm going to get, because you realize 3 in the morning where I am is only midnight in California, right? It's so I'm like up against like George Norrie, because out in California, I'm going to be repeated from midnight till 2 a.m. Where I am, it's 3 to 5. Isn't that fabulous? I'm going to get a whole new audience. I've been on the air. I did 10 to 1 for a while. 10 P to 1A. So I'm sort of into... Not here. Oh, God. Not here. No, but I did it, you know, in Dinosaur Radio. And it was actually one of my favorite audiences, because people are, like, laid back. People are home. They're not distracted. You know, they're not working. There's not all that commotion around them. And you could have really, I mean, this is why that whole Art Bell concept worked, you know, because in the middle of the night, you can have longer conversations and deeper conversations than in the middle of the day, you know, where everything is roiling around you. Speaking of royals, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I finally got around to seeing The Queen, which I had never wanted to see. Now, my mother had seen it and loved it, But to me, that's not a recommendation. You know. Well, you know, my mother's older than I am. That wasn't enough. But this friend of mine who has really good taste, about 95% of the time, said, I've seen it twice. And I said, oh, my God, twice. And then Friday, last Friday rolled around, and you're looking in the paper, and you're going, excuse me, where are the holiday movies I'm supposed to be dying to see? Unaccompanied Minors, forget it. It was the guy from Freaks and Geeks, but all those bad reviews can't be wrong. You know, if some of them had been good, maybe. But every review was bad. So, okay, Freaks and Geeks may have been the high point of this guy's life. Blood Diamond? I don't think so. From the previews alone, I couldn't stand Leonardo DiCaprio's accent. Could not stand it. Apocalypto? Not on your life. Not on your life. This guy, Mel Gibson, the guy is a psycho. You know, I don't know why. I never got caught up in this whole Passion of the Christ thing. Everybody, because I'm not right wing. You know what they did? He invited every right wing Jew to private screenings with him. You know. So every right-wing Jew in America, and there are more of them than you would... Well, there are a lot of them in the media. I don't know if there are that many of them. Ah, please, Dennis Prager, Matt Drudge, Michael Medved, you know, like the right-wing Jews. And they all got sucked into this Passion of the Christ thing. And I'm like, I don't want to see this. I don't want to. I saw the Cecil B. DeMille movies. That was Forgive Us Barabbas and, you know, all of that and Victor Mature and whoever was in them. Those to me, that's the Bible. However Cecil B. DeMille told me. I don't want to see somebody really getting beaten and bleeding and all of this crap. And that's what everybody said. Well, it's very violent, but I think it was Rush Limbaugh's go. Well, it's the real story of what happened. Yes, Rush. All right. It's the real story, you know, because you know, and Mel Gibson was there. What are they talking about? It was like, oh, it's, it was like a documentary. So I certainly never saw that. And then you read the reviews of Apocalypto, and what you realize about Mel Gibson is the guy is psycho. He is just into violence. Now, I'm into violence, too, but I like that comic book kind of violence. You know, I like slasher movies and horror movies and Slither and Final Destination is my favorite. Do you know they were on over the weekend? You, too? Oh, God, I can't believe it. Emily, who seems like such a nice person on the air. Final Destination, you know they were on TV this weekend. 1 and 2, Final Destination and Final Destination 2. But that's not like real violence. That's like, oh my God, he's impaled on the ladder from the fire escape. Those are the greatest. But Mel Gibson is into like realistic looking violence. So Apocalypto, I'm saying, was the number one movie, but it dropped off every day. By next week, it's going to be like number 15 already. And I'm not into the penguins. Don't appeal to me. So I went to see The Queen. What a wonderful movie. If you're lucky enough to live in a place big enough that they even are showing it, because I didn't even look up. I could look up how many screens The Queen is on. It's not on that many screens at all. See, you can find out anything. What do we do? How is there a talk radio? How in God's name was there talk radio before the internet? And I'll tell you something. Apocalypto did not even do that well. It was number one, but it only made $14 million. Okay, The Queen. Is The Queen even here? The Queen. It's only in 628 theaters. So if you're lucky enough, it is the story, basically, of what happened. And this actually ties into what, to me, is the biggest story of the weekend that nobody cares about. What happened in the royal palace when Diana died? Now, I think the reason I didn't want to see it is I don't care about the royal family. I went through that when you were a little girl because I'm... How old is she? 75. So I'm 10 years younger than the Queen. So there was this thing when I was a little girl, and they were just princesses, Margaret and Elizabeth, that you felt like some connection, because they weren't that much older, and there's somebody, oh my God, they're princesses. And I had a next-door neighbor. Barbara Mintz was her name then, who was obsessed with them. She had, you know, I had my Doris Day scrapbooks. Just, oh, how old I am. And she had her Princess Margaret and Princess Elizabeth scrapbooks. And she wrote them letters, and they answered every letter. Some lady in waiting, I guess that was their job, you know, like to answer all the mail from all the stupid little Jewish girls in Bayside. And she was obsessed with them. And then I was into when she was coronated, however old she was. And then that was it. You know, you're the queen. It's like, you know, you get married and have children. Gwen Stefani, I'm done with you. Elizabeth, you became the queen. Not interested anymore. And I'm not into the royal family, and I'm just not into this whole monarchy thing. And I was one of the people. I mean, I was on the air at WABC when Diana died. And I was sitting there like, what is wrong with everybody? I didn't get it. I'm one of the few people who, like, I think, went to see this movie, The Queen, where Queen Elizabeth just doesn't get it. She just doesn't get it. That outpouring of emotion. That, remember what was going on? Not just in England, it was going on here. And it's like, who was she? What is this? What is this? To this day, I do not understand it. And that basically is what the movie is about, is how the royal family, that Prince Philip, oh, what a moron, what a dolt, what a boob, played by James Cromwell, the who we all remember from Babe. He was the farmer in Babe. What's he famous for? He's 6'7", that's, or six or something. He plays Prince Philip, who is such a dolt. And the Queen Mother. And they're saying to Queen Elizabeth, don't go back. Oh, don't say it. And because she doesn't understand. But we'll be right back. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Live 146.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left 146.
Give the gift to Sirius for the holidays, and we'll give you a free radio. I'm Taylor from Cosmo Radio, and you know what? We're upping the ante. Solve all your Christmas gift needs by adding an additional subscription to your account by December 15th, and yeah, we'll give you a free radio. A free radio! Just call 1-888-SIRIUS-1, and you get to share your love for the best radio on radio.
To qualify for a free radio, you must sign up an additional subscription for at least 6 months by December 15th. Go to Sirius.com for full details.
Bob, we've got a situation.
Go ahead.
Movers tried to get the piano down the back stairs.
How bad is it?
Real bad. What about tonight's concert?
I'll call Joe's House of Pianos. You pick it up.
Is it in the piano district?
That's right, the piano district. Get directions with your next LGPS.
Will do.
Hurry.
Get the power to connect instantly with over 20 million people coast to coast on the world's largest walkie-talkie network from the number one wireless provider of GPS solutions. And now get the new i670 for just $49.99 after $50 mail-in rebate. Call 877-7-NEXTEL or visit a Sprint or Nextel retailer near you. Nextel. Only from Sprint. GPS claim based on available applications. Offer ends November 4th, 2006. Requires new activation with two-year agreement. Credit approval, $36 activation, and $200 early termination fees and other restrictions apply. Allow 8 to 12 weeks for rebate.
Alex.
Bennett.
Senate voted $70 billion to go to the war in Iraq. That makes the total over $500 billion that we've invested in that war. Your kids are going to be paying for this forever.
And guess what?
Not one single Democrat voted against it.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, you know what, Emily? I don't know whether Garrett told you, and I have no idea why this is. But the very last, what do you call it when I come back? Rejoin, that's what you call it. The very last one, an hour from now, you don't play a promo thing. You don't play a thing that says Bill Press. Every other one you do, but the very last one of the show, you don't. I have no idea why. Well, I don't have any idea why. But that very last one, right before 3 o'clock, the last rejoin, there was, I don't know. It must have some esoteric meaning. He probably doesn't know either. It's like, you know, sometimes something just becomes a tradition, and you say, why do you do, we don't know. We don't know. I'm sure every religion, you know, they're probably, why are you doing that? Why are you cutting the part of their penis off the minute they're born, you Jews and you Muslims, you. Gee, we don't know. Well, maybe you could stop. Oh, no, we can't do that. God will punish us. God must remember. Anyway, so back to this movie, The Queen. And Tony Blair has just been elected Prime Minister of England. Remember that, when everybody didn't hate his guts. And he is the one who somehow gets Queen Elizabeth to it. Because she keeps saying she's not an HRH. She's not a member of the royal family anymore. And the whole royal family is going to Scotland, to Balmoral, to their fancy. And they won't even acknowledge Diana has died. And Tony Blair somehow, without antagonizing the Queen, manages to convince her that she has to come back to England, acknowledge that this woman is dead, make a speech, and act like she gives a shit. Now, part of it is that what Queen Elizabeth really doesn't get is that they don't all love her so much anymore that she can do anything. You know, it's... She doesn't understand. They love Diana. And they're mad at her. At the Queen. And Helen Mirren, may I be the last person to tell you this. Her performance is beyond anything I have ever seen in my entire life. Because, as somebody says, it's subtracted. It's, nothing is happening in front of you. She's so repressed. They're all repressed. I mean, the whole royal family. But she in particular, she is so repressed and everything is held in. And yet you're seeing all this roiling emotion when you don't see it. I don't know how anybody can act that. This woman, I really ought to go back. I never saw whatever that thing on PBS. She was in that mystery thing. And all her movies. But this woman, what an actress. And I normally don't like things we like. You know the people, and there are actors playing them. Even the guy who played Tony Blair was fine. And there are just these beautiful, of course, there's one beautiful moment at the end when Queen Elizabeth says to Tony Blair, someday They will just turn on you. Just like that. You know, and of course, that certainly happened. But it wasn't like just for no reason. It was because his head is so far up Bush's ass. That's why. We're coming to the end of this hour. I didn't even tell you the biggest story of the weekend. They're actually the two biggest stories, one of which you're not going to hear anywhere. The other one, all over Drudge. But this one, you're not going to hear anywhere. So come back for the next hour and hear the little story you won't hear anywhere, what I think is an absolutely huge story, and somebody really needs to ask Bill Clinton about this. Because maybe he didn't know, but maybe he did. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146, an other hour coming up.
Tired of hearing liberals are wimpy? We'll show those blustering blowhards. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Bush says the United States and countries across the Middle East have a vital stake in helping the fragile government in Baghdad to succeed. He met this morning with State Department officials, including some who've been working in Iraq.
I appreciate the advice I got from those folks in the field, and that advice is an important part and an important component of putting together a new way forward in Iraq.
Bush is in the midst of 3 days of meetings with people in the outs and outside of the administration in an effort to find a new plan for the Iraq war. White House is involved in damage control of a bid, dismissing word of an effort by Shiite politicians to oust Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith has more.
The report quotes top Shiite lawmakers and even a source in al-Maliki's own coalition. But Press Secretary Tony Snow says it's wrong and has been stitched together from unrelated elements. He says flatly there is no move to dump the man President Bush has praised as the right man for Iraq.
A Marine Corps helicopter made what the military describes as a hard landing in Iraq today. 18 of the 21 on board have been hurt. At least 16 more Iraqis killed in violence in Baghdad. Search teams looking for three climbers stranded on Oregon's Mount Hood. Deputy Sheriff Pete Hughes says one climber, Kelly James, made some calls on his cell.
At some time, the cell phone that Mr. James has is on, and what's happening is that the cell company is pinging that cell phone, and we're getting a GPS signal off of it.
James, in an earlier call to his family in Texas, said his two climbing partners went down the mountain for help while he holed up in a snow cave just under the summit. About 150 people claiming sexual abuse by priests have agreed to settle lawsuits against the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Portland, Oregon. This is AP Radio News. Last January's explosion that killed a dozen West Virginia miners was stronger than anything ever expected by safety experts.
The explosion was significantly more powerful than previously reported, significantly more powerful than the seals were designed under federal standards to withstand.
AP's Tim Huber says a state report obtained by the AP shows the investigators think the blast was caused by lightning. Health officials in Iowa waiting for test results on what looks like a new E. coli outbreak. Nearly three dozen people fell ill after eating at a Taco John's. 14 have been hospitalized. Prince will headline the halftime show of the coming Super Bowl. The game is scheduled for Miami on February 4th. Super Bowl, which will be on CBS, is annually television's highest-rated show. Rolling Stones headlined last year. It was 2 years ago as Paul McCartney. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
How would you like to lose 10 pounds in less than a month for free? That's right, lose 10 pounds for free, without dieting, without skipping meals, and without doing any exercise whatsoever. If that all sounds too good to be true, you haven't heard about amazing Dex L10 Hoodia Gordoni. And to prove just how amazing Dex L10 Hoodia is, you can get a free bottle right now, a free 30-day supply, so you can lose up to 10 pounds absolutely free. To find out how to get your free bottle of Dex L10 Hoodia, call now 1-800-882-8882. 6277. Dekthel 10 Hoodia is 100% all natural, made from the rare Hoodia plant, nature's own amazing appetite suppressant, grown only in the Kalahari region of Africa. So Dekthel 10 Hoodia is a simple way to suppress your appetite, and since you eat less at each meal, you lose weight without even trying. Call now to get your free bottle of Dekthel 10 Hoodia. 1-800-882-6277. That's 1-800-882-6277. 1-800-882-6277.
Shipping and handling not included.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp toll-free 1-800-225-5515 and learn how to get your free information. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-225-5515. That's 1-800-225-5515. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product, call 1-800-225-5515. 1-800-225-5515.
Hi, everybody. I'm J.J. Yaley, driver of the green number 18 Interstate Batteries race car. As a husband and a father, there's no greater interest in life than knowing your family's safe and sound. That's why I use Interstate Batteries in every vehicle I own. In extreme heat or extreme cold, Interstate Batteries provide the cranking power my family needs to keep us moving and safe. They deliver power fast, and they're built to last. Interstate Batteries, the official battery of the great outdoors. Visit InterstateBatteries.com or call 1-800-CRANK-IT for the dealer nearest you.
Real truth, real opinion, real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left 146 presents Lynn Samuels.
Maybe I'll listen to these songs sometime. I haven't been listening to these. I've been talking to Emily. Just talking about how I don't know, bemused I am by human conduct. Wouldn't that be the way to characterize that? Just like, how can people be like that? How can people, you know, be the way they are? Oh, they're not nice to me. Oh, they're so mean to me. Oh, well, do you do what you're told? No. Oh, all right. I think it has to do with a certain level of maturity, but people, but that has nothing to do with age, because if people get away with this bullshit, I don't want to do it. You know, they'll be the same when they're 45, and they'll be even more miserable. To like, you know who. Oh, the listeners. Do you watch Criminal Minds? This is of no interest to anybody who doesn't work in this building. Do you watch Criminal Minds ever? This is like probably too weird and violent. I love it. I just love that guy, Matthew somebody Gubler, that kid. There is a woman that works in this building that looks exactly like one of the actresses on Criminal Minds. Exactly. It is the woman that does the computer stuff, the blonde, you know, the little... She's supposed to be like hippie or something. Not hippie, I don't know. Eccentric. But this woman, I saw her at the elevator one day. I'm saying, is that her? Is that the actress? Maybe she's visiting Sirius. And then I started seeing her every day and I realized she just works here. She just looks like this woman. I have no idea. I just had to say that. I had to just get that off my chest. What's on CNN? Oh, God, the charade never ends. Bush seeks advice on Iraq. Bush seeks advice he's not going to listen to. You know what he's going to do? He's going to be like going in a big circle, Bush. He got the Iraq study group, right, which everybody thinks is the be-all and end-all. Well, all it is like another government cover-up. And now he's saying, well, I'm going to go to the State Department. That means he's going to have meetings. He's going to have meetings. There's like Darfur. Let's have a meeting while they kill another couple hundred thousand people. And, oh, they rape eight-year-old girls in Darfur. It's fabulous. And the whole UN just sits there having a meeting every 2 minutes. Can't stop it. I don't know what. I just can't stop thinking about Darfur. There was some right-wing column, I think, in today's Post. You know, and which actually, this guy makes a point. All the people yelling, get the troops out of Iraq, right? And I was sitting here last week saying, you know something? If we invaded the Sudan, I would be all for it. I would. And who knows that, you know, if you invaded the Sudan, you'd ever be able to leave. But the guy makes, you know, for some right-wing nut in the New York Post, he makes a point. You know, it's all the liberals that want us out of Iraq that are yelling, you have to do something about the Sudan, about Darfur. But what can you do except, like, invade them? So what, in 4 years, all the right-wing people would be saying, let's get out of Darfur because, you know, nobody gives a shit about those people. I guess it's one of those coincidences, like the Bush coincidences, that all the countries that we never invade, never lift a finger, and just watch genocide, like in Rwanda, right? And the Sudan. It's a coincidence that those are countries, they just happen to be filled with black people. You know, that would really have nothing to do with us not doing anything. It's just, you know, an accident of history. That those are the countries everybody can say. You know, Bill Clinton said right after he left office, or not long thereafter, he said the greatest regret that he had was not doing something about Rwanda. You know. But we're just sitting there with Zophar Ward, just sitting there. Unbelievable to me. I'm going to keep saying this. I know I said it one day last week. I'm going to keep repeating it because it bothers me. They're raping 8-year-old girls. You know, slaughter 200,000 people, killed 2.5 million people, you know, living in these camps. And the head of the Sudan, this guy's got a pair of balls on him, says, fuck you. That's basically what he's saying. He's saying, fuck you. You're sending in peacekeepers? No, you're not. Or at first he says yes. You know, because that buys time. That stretches that. It's just, you know, and George Clooney, everybody can run around all they want. Nothing is going to get done. Nothing. The UN meetings. Let's have another meeting. It's going on, what, 3-4 years already over there. Let's have another meeting. So Bush, in that spirit, buying time, very much like, look at this, he's like the leader of the Sudan, the worst country on earth. He's like Augusto Pinochet. Just think of a horrible person, and Bush is just like them. So now he's going to the State Department. He's having 3 days of intensive consultations on Iraq. Oh, my God. How did a country like this end up with a president like that? And if people have their way, we're going to have another one. We're going to have another one equally as vacuous. Saying the United States and Middle East countries have a vital stake in helping the Iraqi government succeed. The administration wants to succeed. Let's have a meeting. But he won't listen to anybody who says to him, get out. What is he having meetings for? What is the point? Because anybody who says to him, get the troops out. Just get out. You never should have gone in. Get out. He's not going to listen to them. So what is the point? He's having meetings so he can talk to people who will tell him what he wants to hear. Those are not meetings. That's not a way to solve anything. That is why, if you notice, I listen to a lot of talk radio. A lot of talk radio. And no host, except the Bushbots, you know, Hannity, what's his name? Rush. Nobody wants to talk about Iraq. You can listen to every talk show host. Well, I can't listen to everyone. But you listen to my beloved Michael Savage. You listen to, what's his name? Barry, Almost Famous Barry. And you just hear people not wanting to talk about Iraq. And I was lying in bed the other night thinking, why doesn't anybody want to talk about Iraq? And you don't want to talk about it because there is no solution. There's no answer. There is no point in talking about it. We are there. People are dying every day. Nobody can figure out a way to get out. The Democrats aren't going to figure out a way to get out. They have no more way to get out than the Republicans. And I don't think that a lot of them even have the desire to get out. And let me tell you something. We are going along to electing another vacuous, empty suit as President of the United States. And I just hope the fact that this is all happening 2 years early may put a stop to this. Because I think peaking in December of 2006 may be peaking too soon. I think it may be too early to peak. And we can only hope this is his peak. Because this Barack Obama, this Obama mania sweeping the country, what is that? This guy, He's pleasant and he's low-key and he's as much an empty suit as Bush. He's like, they ought to call him Barack. You know, his middle name is Hussein. Yes, it is. It was his father's middle name. It's his middle name. But his middle name should be Platitude. Barack Platitude Obama. The country's looking for a new way forward. We need to end bipartisan. And he can put you to sleep. I was trying to find a clip, you know, from some local TV station that we wouldn't get sued for playing. And he was up in New Hampshire. There are 150 reporters following him around. Reporters! Thousands of people. They set up this, I don't know, I guess this stupid speech he was making. $25 a pop. And they set it up in one venue. And so many people couldn't wait to give $25. I don't know where it went, but yeah, I don't know where the money went, but they had to move it. They had 1,500 people, and they had to move it somewhere where they could get another 700 people. They had to move it to like an armory. And I'm like, I don't get it. He is boring. He has no experience. He has put through no big legislation. I mean, I suppose you could be a senator for 2 years, and then I was reminded of why he got elected. I mean, I don't know. He might have won anyway. Do you remember? Because I had totally forgotten this. What went on in the senatorial race in Illinois 2 years ago? That guy Ryan was the Republican. And he was the guy that somewhere as he was running against Barack Obama for Senate, that it came out that he took his wife to these S&M clubs. Yeah, remember? See, I didn't remember that. I just started reading up on Barack. He was taking his wife there, and the thing was, I don't think she even minded, you know, but they got S&M clubs and threesomes, and, you know, oh, God, he's a Republican. And he dropped out, or they made him drop out, and that was where that nut job Alan Keyes ran. So, I don't know, I would guess in Illinois that Barack Obama probably, I mean, he would have run anyway, but he wasn't really running against anybody now, was he? Since Alan Keyes is, talk about a psycho, you know, he's a psycho, and the idea that out of everybody, he didn't even live in Illinois, and, you know, was a little cynical to pick a black man. You know, they might have had better Republicans to run against Obama, but they're like so stupid. They say, oh, let's pick a black man. You know, first of all, I'm probably more black than fucking Barack Obama. You know, even if my middle name is not Hussein, it's Margaret. Yeah, very Christian name, very non-Jewish. But I don't get this. 150 press people following him wherever he goes, and not all from the United States of America. Some of them are from Japan and Europe, and I don't get it. It is and oh, the man of the people. One of the most famous anecdotes about this swell person who's going to bore us all to death is that he once refused an upgrade to first class. I don't know whether after he was senator or whatever, but he didn't want to fly first class. So how odd was it that when he was in New Hampshire over the weekend, so that he wouldn't have to be rushed in signing autographs, because he made this political speech, and then he also had a book signing, because he has this best-selling book that I have no idea why anybody would buy it. But they all have a book. Hillary is re-releasing It Takes a Village. Because she doesn't have time to be writing a new book. She wrote a new foreword to her old book. But they all have to have a book. Everybody has a book. So Barack Obama made the speech, then he had a book signing, and he didn't want to give short shrift to all the people who like wanted to talk to him and have him sign their books. Do you know what he did? He chartered an airplane for $11,000 to take him back from New Hampshire to Illinois so that he wouldn't give short shrift to the people. I'm telling you, this is, he's like the Manchurian candidate. This guy could end up being worse than Bush. Because I think it's just emptiness. I think he is just emptiness. He is just platitudes and cliches and boring. There is nothing to him. He is being created by the media. He's like Paris Hilton. He's like Paris Hilton. He's the Senate's Paris Hilton. Somebody who has accomplished and achieved absolutely nothing, but is going to be rammed down our throat by the media. I still never got to telling you the big story. Maybe when I come back. Gotta keep you interested.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left 146. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Have you heard Lynn Samuels? Catch her weekdays at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West. Then stick around for Straight Talk from the Heartland with Big Eddie, Ed Schultz at 3 East, noon West. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Have you recently dropped hundreds of dollars of your hard-earned cash on a Wii or a PS3? Are you wondering how you're going to pay up to $60 a pop for video games to play on your brand new console? With GameFly, you can play all the games you want every month without the cost and commitment of buying them. GameFly has all your favorite classics and the hottest new titles, including the new games for the Wii and PS3. GameFly is the smartest way to rent video games. Select your games from over 4,000 titles, and GameFly will ship the first game directly to your door. You can keep the game as long as you want. There are no late fees, and shipping is always free. Once you're done playing, send the game back, and GameFly will send you the next available game on your list. Try GameFly today for a special extended free trial. For this special offer, visit www.gamefly.com/radio. That's GAMEFLY.com/radio. Just sign up, pick out your games, and GameFly will rush them to your door. Go to gamefly.com and sign up today.
Alex
Bennett. Senate voted $70 billion to go to the war in Iraq. That makes the total over $500 billion that we've invested in that war. Your kids are going to be paying for this forever. And guess what? Not one single Democrat voted against it.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Wait a minute. Oh, there it is. Oh, you know what happens? Now, here's something that I don't know if this had never happened before, that you would have ever figured this out. Sometimes my talkback button, when I'm just talking to you, sticks. Push it down and I let go and it doesn't pop up. And then I can't hear myself and I can't hear you and everything is screwed up. I know this is thrilling to the audience. I'm breaking down the fourth wall for you. I'm just a regular Brexit Pirandello. All together in one. All right. So the big story to me is this report is coming out. What is a government report? This cover-up is coming out in England, right? Why did they wait 9 years for this? There's another question. The official report on Princess Diana's death. I thought it was so weird that I went to see the Queen. Oh, look at that. I'm just looking at my website. And God, my website looks like shit today. I do have to mention just this one thing, because I definitely have to take this down. I did write a snarky little headline for this one. Representative Jefferson not frozen out. Do you know that that son of a bitch with the $90,000 in his freezer, our crook, remember him? Representative Jefferson from Louisiana. You know, we're yelling Jack Abramoff. What happened to all that? All those crooks. Tom DeLay and, you know, Bob Ney and Noe and, who are the other crooks? Duke Cunningham. Randy Duke Cunningham. All of those crooks. And, of course, they loved it when we ended up with a crook. A Democratic guy in the House of Representatives, Jefferson. And he was the one that they found. I love this. See, at least we have more interesting crooks. Because, you know, $90,000 in the freezer is kind of more colorful, isn't it, than you know, just some guy buying a yacht or something. So William Jefferson, 8 terms, had to have a runoff this weekend. Because he didn't get over 50% of the vote, so they had a runoff this weekend. And guess what? He won. Nobody cares. $90,000 in the freezer. They reelected him. And everybody's going, oh, my God, we're never going to get the federal money now to rebuild New Orleans because look at this. We reelected a crook. But I can't say anything bad about it. You know why? I proudly voted for the controller of New York State, for Alan Hevesy, who is, they're trying to figure out how to impeach him, fire him, put him before a firing squad. And I said, you know something? I don't give a shit. The guy is a great controller. So he used a state driver to drive his goddamn wife around for 3 years. Do you know his wife is now living in a nursing home? His wife, I don't know what disease she has, but she has some horrible disease. So we use taxpayer money to have her driven around. I don't care. So maybe this Jefferson guy is a good enough representative. They wanted to reelect him, so they reelected him, but that's still not the big story. So they're coming out Thursday. Finally, 9 years later. 9 years later, with the definitive government cover-up report on Princess Diana's death. And what have they come up with? What a surprise. She was not assassinated. She was not pregnant. She was not about to marry Dodi Fayed. And yes, indeed, the Henri Paul, the driver, was drunk. Now, anybody who believes any of that, I have a Downing Street memo for you to read. Please. Do you believe that? I don't believe it. Because it all fits in with what the British government wants you to believe. However, as all of this information started leaking out Saturday night, there was one blockbuster piece of information, which is that the United States of America Secret Service had her telephones bugged that night, the very night she died. They had like 39 pages. She talked on the phone a lot. 39 pages of her telephone conversations made from the Ritz Hotel in Paris, France, by the United States Secret Service. Which means, of course, that the United States Secret Service was bugging her for what? Months? Years? Who knows? Leading to the question, why? And by what? And this was all without telling the Secret Service of England. This is all without telling MI5 or MI6. I don't know the difference. you know, but they're called MI5. I guess it's like the CIA, the FBI. So they have MI5, MI6. Without telling them, we are bugging Princess Diana, who at that point in time was a private citizen. So as they're writing this bogus cover-up report, they apparently checked with the Secret Service or somebody who said, well, there's nothing in the phone conversations from the night she died that has any relevance to anything. Nothing you need to know about. Nothing relevant. And nobody in this country seems to care. Nobody in that. I mean, this is a huge story in England. You know, the whole bogus report. Well, you know, it's my opinion. Bogus report. And that we were spying on her. But in this country, the poor lonely Drudge report. Let's see. I always think he can make news, that he can create a news story, you know, or move it along. But I think, you know, sometimes if you just come up against a stone wall, you know, I think had, like, Drudge not been all over that Swift boat thing with Kerry, had he not picked it up, it might not have been as lethal to Kerry as it ended up being. But I think we're going to find out with this story. I don't think anybody in the United States, but I don't think he can force the press in the United States to get interested in this. Now, interestingly enough, the New York Post has this really little story, just a little, I don't know, 3-inch story off on the side of page 5 that says, now nobody else says this, that the United States Secret Service last night, Sunday night, denied that it had bugged Princess Diana. They said, I love this, if anyone was tapping her, it wasn't them. So now this is even more interesting, because you have an official report from England that specifically says it was the Secret Service, and that they spoke to them, and they said nothing, no information we had was relevant to her death. And yet now the Secret Service says, no, well, who did the people who wrote the report speak to? Who did they talk to? They apparently admitted it to them, or they didn't really talk to them. What? What? So what you see now is like everybody lying and covering up, I guess, right? Something weird is going on about this whole thing. And... oh, this is even better. Oh, I should take a break. Oh, you're going to have to wait for the better part. So you'll wait. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Your America, the way it ought to be.
Real Liberals Off Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Still have no idea what you're getting everyone on your holiday list? We'd like to help with an idea that'll make those on your list as happy as an elf with new tights. Get a free radio to give to your loved ones when you add another subscription to your account for just $6.99 a month. A free radio and 6 months of service to give, all for less than $50. Just our little contribution to putting the joy back in the holidays. But hurry, this offer ends December 15th. Visit Sirius.com/free for details.
Applies to Sirius One and Sirius NV models only. Requires purchase of an additional prepaid 6-month subscription.
Just in time for the holidays, America's favorite home gym is having a fitness sale. Now you can have the Bowflex home gym you've always dreamed of for zero down and as little as $14 a month. And there's more. For a limited time only, get your Bowflex home gym shipped to you absolutely free. That's right, zero down, monthly payments as low as $14, and free shipping too. Choose one of our best-selling Bowflex home gyms, and for a limited time, get started for zero down, payments as low as $14 a month, and free shipping. Call 1-800-831-FLEX for complete details. There's never been a better time or a better deal. Go to buybowflex.com or call 1-800-831-FLEX while this special offer lasts. That's 1-800-831-FLEX.
On approved Bowflex credit card purchases, monthly payment is 1.5% of the purchase plus any late fees. The number of months you pay and total amount of minimum monthly payments depends on additional purchase and account balances. Call for details.
I'm getting a catcher's mitt.
I'm getting ice skates.
I'm getting a jigsaw puzzle.
I'm getting dying coral reefs.
A blue bicycle.
A walkie-talkie.
I'm getting a severe drought.
Cool black skateboard.
I'm getting melted ice caps.
A killer heat wave.
A shrinking glacier.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming. But it's not too late. We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Tom Hartman's the smart one. Is John gone? Because on my thing, he looks like he's still here. Shall I repeat it? John called from New Jersey and said if the $90,000 that Representative Jefferson had in the freezer, was it cold cash? Oh, God. I can't believe I repeated that. It's because I felt guilty that he hung on for 7.5 minutes and I never even had the screen up to see that he was holding on. I know you can have more than one screen at the same time. All right. I just realized why it may mean nothing that the Secret Service said that it was not bugging Princess Diana because this story is in the New York Post. Which, to me, now this is an original New York Post story. It's got a byline down at the bottom. Hassani Gittins. The agency said if anyone was tapping her, it wasn't me. First, let me say we were not tapping her phone, said U.S. Secret Service spokesman Darren Blackford. We feel this report is referring to other intelligence services, not us. Then it says it's unclear why any U.S. agency would have been spying on Princess Diana. It certainly is. Now, I have one suggestion. I'm certainly not a Clinton hater. I'm a Clinton lover. But I certainly think the next time somebody sees Bill Clinton, couldn't they, like, ask him? Couldn't they say, Bill Sweetheart, Bill Darling, were you, what was this with tapping Princess Diana's phones? Now, maybe he wouldn't be allowed to say. Or, see, the whole right wing is yelling, see, they're all saying Bush is a Nazi. But look at that. It was Bill Clinton. They love this. It was Bill Clinton that was spying on Princess Diana, which indeed it would have been. Now, you know what my first thought was? I'm humiliated to even admit this. I am so humiliated, I shouldn't even admit this on the air to people. My first thought was that he was, you know, that he was having her tap so he could listen to her have sex. You know, J. Edgar Hoover, you know, this is that, believe me, this didn't start with Bill Clinton. And it didn't start with Bush. You know, this started with J. Edgar Hoover, who wiretapped anybody he didn't like. Illegally. But I swear to God, I'm thinking, Bill Clinton, you know, it's like she'd probably be good because she'd be like screwing her brains out, I guess. And, you know, maybe Bill, here's another theory. It's hard to tell I'm on the left. But maybe Bill Clinton did her. Like, could Bill Clinton ever have done Diana? And he wanted to make sure she never told anybody? So he had her bugged? Why not? On the other hand, why would he even have to know? I don't know. Do the intelligence agencies necessarily tell the president every little thing they're doing? Even when that we had a president, you know, with the intelligence of a normal person. In fact, a higher intelligence than most normal people. You know, the retard, we know they don't tell him anything. But, I don't know, maybe somebody... You know, it's funny, I'm going back again to that character in Criminal Minds. That particular woman... And she works for the FBI, but they did a case last week with the CIA. And this woman, like, has a crush on Prince William. And she got to go into the CIA's computers because they were... She said, I can get Prince William's phone number. She's, like, obsessed with getting Prince... Who knows? But I think this should be a huge story in this country. Why would the United States... be bugging the telephone of Princess Diana? Why? Now, she apparently, I didn't even know this, she was dating that guy, Fortzman, that buyout guy. He didn't make the Forbes 400 because he doesn't have $1 billion this year. So she was dating him. I never knew this. Well, they call it in this article, her friendship with Teddy Fortzman. And she was going to bring the princes to the United States for a week's vacation at the Hamptons. But that trip needed to be cleared by the British security services. And they wouldn't let her come here. Because they had concerns about security surrounding the billionaire's home. Wouldn't you think some guy with well, he's not a billionaire anymore. But wouldn't you think he'd have pretty good security? But they wouldn't let her come. But it's the U.S. Secret Service was monitoring Diana's friendship with Mr. Forstman. For some weeks. Now, you know what the key to finding out more about this is? If Mr. Forstman, does he read the newspapers? Does he read the Drudge Report? Can't he demand some kind of an investigation? He is an American citizen, right? Yeah, he is. I never really heard of him either, but I looked him up. Why is it when you look up somebody's name, Wikipedia is always the first... I don't even like Wikipedia, but it's always the top one, so I read it all the time. He is an American citizen, and he's the buyout king. I think he's a guy like that had something to do with the RJR Nabisco, but he's like a scumbag, I think. Maybe he'll be at the party tonight. Well, she knows all these rich people. Maybe he'll be there. If I'm serious, if he's there, would you tell him, like, to make a fuss? Maybe somebody will listen to him. Why would they be spying on him? He's an American citizen. She's a private British citizen at this point. I can see that the British intelligence agencies... would have to keep an eye on the princes. You know, that at least makes sense. That if the British intelligence agencies told her for whatever reason, she could not bring her children to stay at this guy's home in the Hamptons, that at least makes sense. You know, the future could, you know, one of them is going to be the future King of England. So I would think it's this guy, Teddy Forstman, who needs to make some kind of issue to try to find out why the goddamn Secret Service, although they deny it in the New York Post, so you can't even begin to guess if that's true. Can you? But I think this is absolutely outrageous. And do you remember something else? I was not into her. I never got it. But I was aware of her, you know, you'd see her kissing the little AIDS babies. Little did she know she was supposed to adopt them. She's probably the one who started it. Without her, would Madonna and Angelina Jolie be kidnapping children from Africa? I guess not. She was the first. I saw there was one of the pictures of Barack Obama. He was standing there with some little white kid, you know, to have his picture taken. I said, oh, my God. He should adopt a white kid. Because all the white people adopt black children, right? So, like, Barack Obama, he should, like, go. Where can you go? What's the reason? He should go up to Appalachia. You don't even have to go to another country, right? And he should go, oh, I'm going to save this little white kid. All these stupid women can be snatching children away from their parents in Africa. Barack, steal that white kid up from New Hampshire. So, the thing about Diana, she was you were always aware of her. You know, she's there kissing the little AIDS babies and doing. Now, there is one theory that makes sense to me. One of the reasons they could have been spying on her, but this really is very J. Edgar Hooverish. She was very big on that stopping landmines. They spy on you for that? Did they spy on somebody for your political beliefs? Ask Heather Mills. Somebody ought to take her leg off and beat her to death with it. That's my theory about Heather Mills. But poor Diana. So I was never hearing all her whining. You know, what was it? She was anorexic and bulimic and on pills and not on pills. She was very paranoid, wasn't she? Guess what? Guess what? She was in every... Oh, she's so crazy. Well, you know something? If you have all these intelligence agencies spying on you and you're a person with any awareness, you know they're spying. You know, you don't think I know that when I go home, somebody's been in my house sometime. I really believe that. I absolutely believe that. Absolutely. I believe I am being spied on. I really do. Who talks like this about Bush? Sack of shit. So everybody said she was crazy. Well, now I guess it turns out she wasn't so crazy, was she? You know, you must know when every phone call is being tapped. You know what it reminds me of? You need to be a certain age to remember this also. Let's see. Because Emily's like, I don't know. I don't know. Martha Mitchell from Watergate. Mitchell, who was the attorney general, and his wife, that they said she was a drunk and she was insane and she was this and she, and everybody was spying on her. She was not crazy. I mean, they may have driven her crazy. But it was very, because she was starting to tell the truth about stuff that was going on. So it was to their advantage. They had to make her sound crazy. But I'm telling you, I don't think Princess Diana was so crazy. Perhaps I should have gone to break before I belch, but you can't always work those things out. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Give the gift of Sirius for the holidays, and we'll give you a free radio. I'm Taylor from Cosmo Radio, and you know what? We're upping the ante. Solve all your Christmas gift needs by adding an additional subscription to your account by December 15th, and yeah, we'll give you a free radio. A free radio! Just call 1-888-SIRIUS-1, and you get to share your love for the best radio on radio.
To qualify for a free radio, you must sign up an additional subscription for at least 6 months by December 15th. Go to Sirius.com for full details.
This is your holiday card with a regular postage stamp. This is your holiday card with a photo stamp.
Hallelujah.
Regular holiday card. Photo stamp holiday card.
La, 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 la.
Don't say.
settle for ho-hum holiday cards this season. Now you can turn your favorite photos into real U.S. postage stamps at photostamps.com. Use them to send truly unique holiday cards, add a special touch to wedding or bar mitzvah invitations, or show off your pet with its own adorable photo stamps. Whatever the moment, whatever the photo, now you can share it with Photo Stamps. And now you can also use Photo Stamps to promote your business. Just imagine your logo on a postage stamp. Got a sports fan in your life? Photo Stamps also offers officially licensed NFL and college stamps with your favorite team logo. Mail them, collect them, or give them as a gift. Get yours today at photostamps.com.
Tom Hartman.
I would suggest that the American people deserve economic freedom, and that means no more multinational corporations being able to use China as their factory floor for products that they intend to sell in the United States. Call me a protectionist. Yes, I believe in protecting American jobs and protecting the United States. I am a protectionist. Free trade is free to multinational corporations. It's free to nobody else.
Tom Hartman.
Noon East, 9 a.m. West on
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left 146.
Okay. You know, I never knew. Now, here's the problem that a call screener has. I didn't have any calls today. Isn't that amazing? Well, I didn't acknowledge a couple. That's the other thing. You have to remind me every now and then if somebody's holding on, because I never look at that. Hardly ever look at that screen. All you people want to call customer service. It seems you all call the on-the-air number, because that number is right in front of you on your radio. I don't know what the customer... Oh, I forgot the most important thing! If you take out another subscription, a second subscription, which is only $6.99 a month, I forgot all day Friday. And I asked Dave, like, before the show, are we still doing it? He said yes. So now it's the last second, and I forgot it. We give you the radio free, and it's 1-888-SERIOUS-1. That's what it is. That's what it is. I saved the paper somewhere, but I forgot where the paper is. So the thing is, we give you a free radio, and you have to take out the second subscription, which is only $6.99 a month. You have to sign up for 6 months or pay in advance for I don't know. But you get a free radio, you know, so you don't have to lug the radio from the car into the house, or you can put it in some other room, or, you know, whatever. Oh, yeah, you can give it as a gift. I'm so selfish. I never think of that. Here's one of these totally bizarre headlines. Illness does all that E. coli, there's an E. coli outbreak in Iowa that's from a whole different restaurant than Taco Bell. Not even connected. It's called Taco Jack's, but it has nothing to do with Taco Bell. And there's a whole new, the Washington Post has all these illnesses reveal holes in food safety system. You don't say! Really? Gee! I hate things like, oh, we never got to the war on Christmas story. I'm going to have to save that for tomorrow. I'll tell you something. As long as I can keep, getting new stuff, I'm staying on this Diana story. The two best stories on my website for you to be paying attention to that are going to disappear pretty soon is, you know what, all the Republicans running for president, you know, those fabulous people like, what's his name? I forgot his name. That idiot from California. I don't know. They're all idiots. You know who they're all going after? I never thought of this. Remember the Bush pioneers and the Bush Rangers, the people who could raise $100,000 at a pop? Well, guess what? Every lunatic running for president on the Republican side is wooing all those people, because who are those people going to give money to now? Who are they going to give money to now? Everybody wants those big Bush donors. Those guys to be a pioneer or a ranger, I forget which was which, you know, there is some limit on how much money an individual could give, but these people would go out and get like 100 other people to give money. So all the Republicans are after the deep pockets. And read the fabulous story about how all the hundreds of thousands of weapons we bought for the Iraq army with our tax money, they're all on the black market. Go to a bazaar in Baghdad. Buy anything you want. All right, if I'm alive tomorrow, I'll be back. Thank you, Emily. Bye.
To all former conservatives,
welcome to 146. Nice to have you on our side.
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Serious Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Bush traveled to the State Department today to talk with people working in Iraq. Bush telling reporters that the meeting is one part of his quest for advice.
It's up to us to help focus their attentions and focus their efforts on helping the Iraqis succeed.
White House Press Secretary Tony Snow says Bush is looking for input from a wide range of departments and people as he prepares for a change of course.
There are a lot of complex issues still at play, and the National Security Council's working on an overall review. The State Department and the Defense Department have their pieces of this review, and the President's going to hear from all of them.
Later today, Bush meets in the Oval Office with a group of experts, including three retired Army generals. In Iraq, three U.S. soldiers killed by a roadside bomb in Baghdad. 18 of 21 people on a Marine helicopter were hurt when it made what the military describes as a hard landing. At least 16 Iraqis have been killed today in a series of shootings, bombings, and mortar attacks. Search teams are braving high winds, heavy snow as they trek up Mount Hood, looking for three missing climbers. Hood River County, Oregon Sheriff's Deputy Pete Hughes says the climbers went up the mountain's difficult north slope.
The terrain is very steep. I mean, you could easily fall 2,000 to 3,000 feet if you take a wrong step up there.
One of the climbers has been able to use his cell phone off and on. He says he's holed up in a snow cave after his partners went down the mountain Sunday to look for help. There's a settlement in a sex abuse case against priests in the Archdiocese of Portland, Oregon. About 150 people agreeing to the settlement, though a federal judge is not saying for how much. Most of the cases involve a now dead priest who worked in several parishes. Officials in Chile say 99 demonstrators were arrested after thousands poured into the streets following the death of former dictator Augusto Pinochet. And while the thousands celebrated overnight, hundreds of Pinochet supporters have been filing past his coffin today. This is AP Radio News. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, in his farewell address, says the United States has to stay true to its principles.
When it appears to abandon its own ideals and objectives, its friends abroad are naturally troubled and confused.
Annan gave his speech at the Truman Library in Missouri. He leaves at the end of the month after serving 10 years as head of the UN. Tenor Roberto Alagna is out after walking off the stage when he was booed and jeered during a performance of Aida at La Scala in Milan, Italy. A La Scala spokesman says Alagna will not sing for the remaining scheduled performances because he broke his contract.
Rocking around Christmas tree.
Brenda Lee's holiday classic is now number 4 on the all-time top 10 Christmas song list.
One reason that it's endured is because it's a well-crafted song. When I first recorded it in 1958, I really had not had a lot of success.
Lee turns 62 today. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio.
Refinancing your adjustable mortgage to a low fixed rate or consolidating debts with a flat fee home loan from ditech.com could save you thousands of dollars.
I told my husband, let me pick the finance company because before we were paying too much for closing costs. So we went with ditech this time with their $395 flat fee program for refi. There was no hidden fees, no hidden charges, and we paid just that.
I called around other places, but we refinanced our home through ditech for $395. We reduced our monthly payment and we reduced the term of our loan, and it was easy.
ditech.com was like having Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and the Tooth Fairy all in one.
Call ditech now at 1-800-616-8461, even if you have a credit problem. That's 1-800-616-8461. 1-800-616-8461.
ditech.com, 3200 Park Center Drive, Costa Mesa, California, 92626. Subject to underwriting approval. For terms, disclosures, and flat fee details, go to ditech.com or call 1-800-616-8461. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you want to be your own boss? I'm Bruce A. Berman. My aggressive wealth program is making ordinary people extraordinary amounts of money, and it can work for you too. Best of all, use it for free for 30 days.
Within the first 15 days, I started making money. I made $30,000 in the first 90 days. It's fast, it's easy. If I can do it, anyone can.
The first 30 days, I made $10,000. Now I have the skills to make this kind of money every month.
Use my program free for 30 days. Act now, and I'll add in as a bonus my best-selling book and my Making Money CD, a $75 value, yours to keep free forever just for trying my program. So call my toll-free number at 866-71-BRUCE. That's 866-71-BRUCE. Or go to my website, 71bruce.com. That's the number 71bruce.com. This offer won't last long, so call or log on now.
Hey, what the heck are you doing giving yourself a filling? You're not a dentist.
I watch the Health Channel and figured it looked easy. Plus, I can save a few bucks.
No!
You wouldn't do your own dental work. You would leave that to a professional dentist. So why have you been attempting to do your own marketing? At Super Friends Marketing and Promotions Group, we're specialists in the field of marketing nationally with radio. We can create a cost-effective media campaign with impact, utilizing some of the top local and national radio shows like the one you're listening to now. If you want to reach a national audience, we can show you how to reach millions of your customers for a fraction of the cost. So give us a call at 866-SUPER55. That's 866-SUPER55 or on the web at superfriendsmarketing.com. After all, Super Friends believes so much in the power of radio, we utilize it ourselves. At Super Friends Marketing and Promotions Group, we'll make your ideas fly with success. Call 866-SUPER55.
From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule. This is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk. And now, Ed Schultz.
I know what I want for Christmas. I've got it figured out. Today, December 11th, giving fair warning. I don't want to hear anybody say the way forward. If I could get that for Christmas, I would just be beside myself. When your boss in the workplace starts talking of using that phrase, the way forward, then you know he's going goofy too. Good to have you with us, folks, on a Monday, 1-877-934-6833. This is Where America Is, the Ed Schultz Show. It's supposed to be winter, but it's not. Gosh, we're getting a nice little reprieve, I guess you could say. In fact, it's happening all over the country. Gosh, there's some mild temperatures out there. Yeah, I don't know what happened to the Cowboys. I mean, I thought they were the hottest team in the NFC. This Tomlinson is the dude. I mean, the 29 touchdowns, so they're going to be a team to follow. And, oh, by the way, we are so excited because the Ed Cam is up, ready to rock and roll. Folks, we've been having some fun with a crew from Boston here the last week from Video Link, a company that They put this camera in your office, and all you have to do is put the microphone on and then put the earpiece in your head. I mean, this is like the Cadillac of Cadillac in communication. All I have to do is sit down in front of this camera. We already have do not touch signs on the camera. They operate everything from Boston. I mean, they turn the lights on. They do everything but lock the door. Okay? And so this is something that we have wanted on the Ed Schultz Show for a long time, so hopefully we'll have an opportunity to do some things in the visual world as well. And the folks at Video Link have been just absolutely fantastic. All I have to do is just sit down and talk smack, which I think I do okay with that. All right, 1-877-934-6833. We're going to get to all the big news, and if you want to talk big news and big splash, it's got to be Barack Obama. Yes, we'll get to the no Christmas trees at the Seattle airport. I guess there is a war on Christmas. I don't know. We'll get to all of that. And also, David Schultz takes second in the Nevada Open Golf Tournament. It's enough to pay a cell phone and his way home. That's not bad. He led it after two rounds, but the guy he was playing with apparently holed out from a trap about 150 yards out. And I told Dave, I said, buddy, you can't control how other people play. You play, you were under par. What else you got to do? All right, Barack Obama unquestionably is the story across the country now that he has made his first official trip to New Hampshire, and Barack Obama will be on this program in the next hour. What do you mean that you don't like it when I say, oh, that, is that kind of like the way forward? Let me tell you something about the way forward. It is vanilla, it lacks definition, and all it is a bunch of coach talk. That's what it is. It's like we're all in the locker room. We're going to get the way forward. Got to get the way forward. In the next hour is far more definitive. With us, so these guys are making fun of me because sometimes I throw out a generic term every now and then. Barack Obama is refreshing, and he's been good to this program. That's number one reason why I'm selfish about this, folks. I mean, I like the fact that he likes radio. We've been through campaigns where they didn't know how to spell radio. So I'm a radio guy. And I like Barack Obama, and I think the fact that he's taken a page out of the conservative playbook, that he speaks to the base, and he communicates, and that is refreshing, and it attracts me, I'll tell you that. Now, a lot of smack has been out there about Barack Obama. Well, he's a black dude. Is America ready for a black dude? You know what? I think America's ready for about anything after what we've been through. What difference does it make? And I think it's interesting that